Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to have my YouTube audience back with a limited internet connection last week. Was not able to connect to multiple streams, and so it's good to be back and to have that available. If you're following on YouTube, I was in Lake Charles, Louisiana last week, kind of a twofold purpose. Took down a truckload of diapers as part of the We Care Relief Ministry started by Impact Prayer Ministry following Hurricane Laura, and was able to take diapers down and see part of that truckload distributed while I was there, and the rest of it will probably go out this week, doing more distributions there in the Lake Charles area. Also down doing relief cleanup, running chainsaws all week, volunteering with International Disaster Emergency Service. IDES is a great organization, partners with local churches, and we partnered with the South City Christian Church in Lake Charles, and great work being done there. So that was last week. Got home last night following a little over 3,000 mile round trip going and coming, but took an extra day, did some sightseeing and just relaxing. Just needed to refresh my spirit. It was wonderful helping people, but as before, leaving town with so much disaster still present, so much damage, so much that still needed done. It was a little tough on the spirit, and so spent some time with God as I traveled home over the last couple days. But it's good to be home and to see what God has that's needed next. The last few weeks, spending the time in these morning broadcasts talking about the daily topic in the weekly prayer guide that I write and publish each Sunday morning. And this week we're looking at actually week one of a two-week series on a better kingdom. And I introduced the prayer guide. I talked about that on Sunday's broadcast on Facebook. That with an election coming up, and national election and local races and things here in the United States, I felt it was good to remind every one of us that while we have, I think, responsibilities here on earth, that we really are citizens of a better kingdom. And all of the stuff that we see and hear and the hatred and divisiveness isn't the way the kingdom citizen ought to live. And today's topic in that prayer guide is a kingdom that rules over all. You can look at that a couple ways. One is, and they're both true, one is that God's in charge. And what He decides is what happens. Oh, we have free will. We have the ability to do things on our own. But He set the rules. Kind of like the rule, the law of gravity. That was set by God. Whether we like it or not, we can do things to defy the law of gravity for a time, but unless we rocket ourselves off of this planet, we can't escape the law of gravity that He created, that exist here on earth. And that's kind of the way His laws are. they're not unbreakable because of our choices. But he rules over all. That's why it's such an important thing to represent Jesus well, that others would know of his rule, of his desire, that we would be ruled as obedient citizens. The other way, not only of God rules over all and that he's in charge of all, but God's rule is for everyone. He doesn't leave people out. We live in a time of such bitter hatred here in the United States politically. That it's hard to believe or hard to find political leaders that have any interest in governing everyone. Not in a sense of looking out for what's best for everyone. They want to govern those that agree with them. They want to lead and rule in a way that benefits their supporters and their own agenda. But God's rule overall says that he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. He causes the sun to shine on those who do good and to those who do evil. His treatment of us as people is designed to show his love, to draw us to himself, regardless of how closely we align with what he wants. Regardless of how closely we align with his will. Oh, he's made it clear there will be a time where the separation will take place. To me, one of the most vivid pictures of that separation is found in Matthew chapter 25. Often talked about the story of the sheep and the goats. And he talks about those that being separated, some to his left and some to his right. And he talks about a king separating those that have gathered before him. And some he welcomes into his presence, commends them for a life well lived, a life of service, a life of devotion. And to others he casts out into the utter darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I always find it fascinating. Both groups, in essence, say the same thing. Why? Oh, he explains why. He says, "Welcome into my presence because you saw me hungry and you fed me. You saw me naked and you clothed me. You saw me in prison and you visited me. You saw me sick and you cared for my needs." And to the other group, he says, "You saw me in all of these situations and you chose to do nothing. Depart." And both groups look at this king, this master, and says, "Why? When did we see you like that?" You see, neither group recognized the king. Neither group recognized their acts of service or their lack of service was directed toward the king. And so even though God rules over all, his rule, his judgments are good and designed for the good of everyone, there will be a day when that rule of this king will say it's judgment time. But the answer, by the way, is this king says, when whatever you did or whatever you did not do, for the least of these, the least of his brethren, you either did or you did not do for me. And as we pray about being a kingdom citizen and a kingdom whose king rules over all, the question ought to come to each one of us, how obedient am I to the king? How much is my allegiance pledged to this king? Am I devoted no matter what? You see, when we live as kingdom and citizens under a king who rules over all, it's probably pretty important that our devotion belongs solely to him. Well, I know it's easy to get caught up in the political fervor of our country. The words used really from either side and are designed to stir up our emotions. All of the marketing experts are coaching all of the ads, all of the statements, knowing that an emotional decision won't think through what we're really being told. But the good news is we have a king that rules over all. No matter what happens on November 3rd, we have a king that rules. The question is, will we serve that king no matter what? Will our allegiance remain steadfast no matter who's elected? I believe there's a choice. And personally, I believe that one choice makes life somewhat easier for people of faith. But I also believe in a king that rules over all, that not only desires, but will see his kingdom move forward no matter what. As we pray today, I would encourage you to spend time asking God to help you evaluate how well, how completely you live under God's rule. How much of your life is lived under your own rule, or perhaps the rule of others? Will he say, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Or will he say, "Depart from me, I never knew you"? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You do rule over all. You rule for the good of all. And even as you rule, you've given us a choice to accept or reject, to obey or to disobey, to follow or to go astray. And because you rule for the good of all and you rule over all, there's a time coming when our choices will be painfully or joyfully obvious. And so, Father, help each one of us today to examine our life to examine what kind of a citizen of your kingdom we really are. How much we've submitted to your rule in all things. Father, help us to look at our social media feeds, the things that we share, the things we post, the comments we make, and ask ourselves if that represents you ruling over our mind and hearts and thoughts and words. Father, as I pray for this nation that I live in, I pray that the citizens of this country would know there's a better kingdom that they can be a part of. Even while they live on this earth, even while they live in wherever they might live, the better kingdom that they're looking for and longing for and they're hoping their political candidate can bring about, it already exists in your kingdom. And Father, as we consider you as a God that rules over all, that rules for the good of all, may not only we be diligent about our life being submitted to you, but may we be busy inviting and calling and encouraging people with our words and with our life to become a kingdom citizen. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, our schools, I pray that they would not get caught up and not be indoctrinated by the hatred of this world. But they would see through our example and hear from our words of a better way. A way that not only lives as a citizen of your kingdom, but a way that represents Jesus and his desire for everyone to love and to know him. Oh God, as we go through life, as we consider what our life ought to look like, may we continue to love as your word tells us to love those who hate us, to love those who persecute us, to not repay evil for evil, to crucify that desire within us that wants to lash out and to lash back at people. May we continually stand for truth, for goodness, for mercy, for justice, for righteousness. And as we do so, may we warn people the consequences of being separated from God, the consequences of their choice to separate themselves from God. Father, as we encourage people, as we warn people, may we do so with gentleness, with respect. May we offer hope. And in all of it, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.